Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 13th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey. As we continue discussing the various malachos of Shabbos, the various prohibited acts of work on Shabbos, and exactly what the shiurim are, what the measurements are, for how one violates these malachos in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet. We're going to discuss many of the malachos again pertaining to the process of making garments. Says the Mishnah, Shir ha-melabein v'ha-menapetz v'ha-tzoveya v'ha-tove kimlo rochav hasit kofel. At the measurement for the malachos of washing or disentangling, which again is like taking all the fibers of the threads and straightening them out and disentangling them from one another, dyeing and spinning is double the full width of a sit. Now, what's a sit? So a sit is a measurement, it is the distance between the tip of the index finger and the tip of the middle finger when they are spread out. And again, twice this length is going to be a double sit. And a double sit is also the distance between really the thumb and the index finger when they are spread apart. So that's the shear, that's the measurement for all of these malachos as they pertain to violating them on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah of Ha'oreg Shnei Chutin Shiuro Kimlo Hasit. And their measurement for the malacha of weaving two threads is the full width of one sit. Meaning to say, one isn't liable for weaving two threads on Shabbos, unless one passes the weft thread twice through at least one sit of the warp. Continuing now with Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey, as you begin to discuss the malacha of tzeda, of trapping an animal on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, Omer Rabbi Huda says, Hatzad tzipor lemigdal utzvi labayis chayiv. That if a person traps a bird by chasing it into a closet, or traps a deer by chasing it into a house, he has transgressed the prohibition of tzeda, he has transgressed the prohibition of trapping an animal on Shabbos, because a bird cannot escape from a closet, and a deer certainly cannot escape from a house, and therefore those are considered trapping these animals on Shabbos. A bird is considered trapped only in a closet, but not in a house, because it can fly out of a window. An animal, however, is considered trapped in a house and certainly in a closet. However, even an animal is not trapped inside an area that doesn't have a roof, such as a garden, a courtyard, or a pen, again, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim on, but the chachamim say, tzipor lemigdal, in the case of the bird, it is true, he completely agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, namely, that a bird is not considered to be trapped unless it's in a closet. However, says the chachamim, utzvi lagina, but in the case of a deer, of some sort of an animal, one would be liable for chasing it into a garden, a courtyard, or a pen, or really anything that doesn't have a roof, because according to the Chachamim, a deer is considered trapped even in those places, even when there's no roof. Because again, how's a deer going to get out of this area? It's not going to be able to jump over the fence, and therefore it's considered trapped in these places. Again, Rabbi Huda says that a deer or such an animal would not be considered trapped if there's no roof. The Chachamim say no, even if there's no roof, they're still considered to be trapped for the purposes of Shabbos, and we pass in that way. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel sort of really adds a general rule to this malacha of tzeda, of trapping. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lokol habivarin shav. Not all pens are the same. You can't just say this is the rule when it comes to pens. Different pens are different sizes, are different shapes. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Zehaklal, this is the rule, mechuser tzida potter, that if a person chases an animal into a pen where it still lacks trapping, meaning even after the animal is in the pen, getting it and taking control of the animal is difficult, then he's exempt and he has not transgressed the prohibition of tzeda, because it's a huge pen. Just because the animal's in a huge pen doesn't mean that it's trapped, because it has so much area to move, so many places that it can go. However, says the Mishnah, she'ena mechuser tzeda chayiv, but if he chases it into a pen where it does not lack further trapping, meaning he can get to it easily, he can take hold of the animal easily, then he is liable, then he has transgressed the prohibition of tzeda on Shabbos, because that is enough for it to be viewed as trapped. And again, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and that is how we paskin. Like, it's all about whether or not the animal is mechuser tzeda. We don't care about the roof or not. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in that regard. But as long as it's something that's mechuser tzeda, that it's not mechus potato, that's something that's not lacking trapping, then you are chai, then you have transgressed the prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dal discusses the melachos of washing and disentangling and dyeing and spinning, and we said that the shear for all of these measurements, the shear for all of these melachos is 2 times a sit, which again is also the distance between the thumb and the index finger when they are spread apart. And then when it comes to the melacha of weaving 2 threads, so we said there, the melacha is 1 sit, which, like we said, is the distance between the tip of the index finger and the tip of the middle finger when they are spread apart. This is the measurement for those items. And then the Mishnah Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey began discussing the melacha of trapping on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and really according to everyone, a bird is considered trapped in a closet because it can't go anywhere, but it's not considered to be trapped in a house. When it comes to other animals, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only considered trapped when it's in a house, but there has to be a roof or some sort of a covering on top of the building. The Chacham say no, that certainly a bird is considered to be trapped in a closet, but any animal is considered to be trapped in any structure that is surrounded, whether there is a roof or not. However, Shimon Gamliel sort of takes the Chachamim's opinion a step further and really clarifies for us, and this is how we paskin, that it's all about whether the animal is mechuser tseda or not. If it's mechuser tseda, if it's lacking trapping, then you're potter, then it's not considered trapped. It's a huge pen, and the animal can just go anywhere, and it's very hard for you to get control of the animal, then it's not considered to be trapped, and therefore you would be potter, you would be exempt from this melacha on Shabbos. But if you're in a very small pen where it's very easily, where the animal is very easily accessible and easy to get it and to seize it, then in that case, it is not mechuser tseda, it is not lacking trapping, it's considered to be trapped, and then you have transgressed the prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. Have a great day.